This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
So this is the third day of Kaha National Hui in Whanganui-a-Tara at Taputaranga Marae, and we are in the kitchen. And this is the lovely Carl cooking some bacon and beans. Carl, how
beans. What more do you want at a camp hui?
How has all the food been going?
Oh, fantastic. We've had a great crew here and we've just knocked out some great food over the weekend.
Yep. And how many people have you been cooking for each time?
We did it on about 130 to 150 for each meal.
Yep. And you got a good deal on the food? Were people very supportive of our hui?
They were fantastic. Pack and Save and Kilburnie came to the party and absolutely gave us a great deal, and we had good food thanks to them.
Carl has been here from about 6 o'clock each morning doing our food and everything. So thank you very much, Carl.
It's been an absolute pleasure. What a nice bunch to feed. Cool.
So we're heading into the third day of Kaha. What have been some of your highlights? Or
probably the performances last night.
Yeah. Cool. And how have you been finding the food?
Mostly good.
Yay. Cool. And so whereabouts are you from?
Christchurch.
Yeah. And so you head home today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Thank you very much. So you had a look at the performances that were in the variety show yesterday?
I did.
And tell us a bit about some of the performances and how it was and everything.
I found that there was a lot of talented young, queer young people. And I was surprised to see so many getting up and just having a full blast and having fun. And I enjoyed everything. I was in the Kapahaka group as I got pulled in, as you do. But that was awesome. Singing Puriane is one of the songs that we sang in primary and intermediate. So once I heard the song, I was like, oh, okay, yep, I know it.
Yeah. So Kapahaka was one of the highlights for you, and was there anything else that really stood out? Were you like, yeah?
Everything stood out to me. I enjoyed the drag shows. They were awesome, and they looked like real females. And I mean, they were gorgeous and beautiful how they dressed, and I'm sure they must have taken so much time into doing all their makeup and getting themselves all beautiful so that they can be able to perform for everyone and have a mean ass night.
Choice, thank you very much. So here we have Larissa, who's one of the people on the Out There crew who have organised Kaha, the National Queer Youth Hui. We're on the last day, so it's home stretch. People didn't get much sleep last night. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm still a little bit tired, but I'm really excited. It's been such an amazing weekend, and I'm just so stoked to have everybody here. This has been fantastic.
Cool, so it's been a massive success?
Yep, absolutely. Everything's pretty much gone to plan, and everybody seems like to be like they're all in the zone and having a good time. It's like some pretty good energy here. It's awesome.
Cool, so there's lots of young people going home today. What does Out There have for a whole bunch of them that, you know, When they're not on a big National Queer Youth Hui, you've got some resources.
We've got a website that we're hopefully going to be launching in the next wee while, called Curious, and so that's going to be a really awesome site for some of the young people to get information on sexuality and gender. But in the meantime, we've got the Curious Text Service, which we've set up, where you can text and keyword curious to 3535 with any question that you've got on sexuality and gender, and and we'll answer your questions, and also people can sign up to queer youth updates as well. So yeah, that's really fantastic. We've got some good stuff coming up soon.
Cool. Thanks, Larissa. Thanks for organising such a fantastic hui. And yeah, the resources sound really exciting.
Awesome. Thanks.
So here we have Elizabeth Kirikiri on the last day of Kaha, National Queer Youth Hui.
Oh, kia ora. We've had an amazing hui. We've had some great workshops, a lot of laughs, and a lot of connecting up with people and talking. We've come to the part of the hui now where it's like, where do we go from here? We're going to look at, because it's exciting coming together, and now we have to go back to our real lives and where we might be the only one, or there's three of us, and things may not be so flash at home, they might not be so flash at school. So now this part is like, okay, what can we do about that? How can we support each other from around the country? How can out there be out there for those people? So, yeah.
Cool. Elizabeth Kirikiri has been the main person behind this hui coming together for 2009. Thank you very much for all your hard work. And yeah, I've just been hearing things from all the kids and they've all been having a fantastic time. So thank you very much.
Oh, kia ora. And obviously I can't do this without my team, particularly Hannah and Carl in the kitchen, Larissa who did with the training day, and all our facilitators, all our house group leaders, people really, Wellington came to the party. We have had lots and lots of volunteers and people helping out. So, kia ora, I think we can be really proud.
This audio was brought to you by Out There. For more information, visit www.outthere.org.nz.